This week, Beyond the Badge takes me to Grand County, and I'm speaking with the Grand County Deputy Austin Brewer. Deputy, we appreciate your time. I want to ask you a little bit about what happened on an evening where a gunman was at the Rio Bar. We received a nomination to honor both you and a Moab City police officer named Thomas Talbert for what you and Officer Talbert did to keep people safe after a very, very violent and dangerous situation that happened one night there in Moab. Do you remember what I'm talking about?
Yes, I do.
Would you tell me what happened that night?
So on August 1st, we had a report of an individual that claimed to be an officer and that he discharged his a pistol a few different times in front of a local restaurant. And we were dispatched to try and locate him. And while doing so, he pulled out a weapon and took a shot, fired a shot at Officer Talbert and myself.
Wow. Where were you when that happened?
That happened at the Rio Bar and Grill in Moab.
So then what happened?
When the report came out, I decided that I needed to go to the area where he was last seen, and he was last seen going into the Rio bar and restaurant. And as I opened the front door, I seen an individual matching the subject's description. And at that moment, when I noticed the suspect noticed me as well. We actually made eye contact, and at that moment I knew that I needed to make contact with the subject, and that if I was to wait for backup, I would potentially be putting the occupants inside the restaurant in danger as potential targets.
How many people were in the restaurant that night, do you remember?
There was probably 100 to 200 people inside.
Wow. So you knew you had to do something and not wait for backup.
Yep.
What happened next then, do you remember?
At that point, I knew that because of the amount of people inside, I needed to approach the suspect in a very calm demeanor so that I didn't escalate the situation. And after making contact with him, I casually tried to see if he would just come outside the restaurant with me to speak with me for about a few things in order to get him away from all of the other individuals inside. And in doing so, as soon as Officer Talbert arrived, the subject acted like he was going to comply with us and go outside, and then at that point he reached for his waistband, and I heard Officer Talbert say gun, and then we both went hands-on with the subject, pushing him outside of the restaurant where we went to the ground, and we had a struggle for the weapon.
And what happened then?
As we were fighting for the pistol, he took a shot, which actually went right between Officer Talbert and I, just inches away from us. I was able to get both of my hands onto the firearm, and I felt there was an external hammer on the pistol, and I was able to lodge my finger, actually, in between the hammer and the firing pin of the pistol, and I knew that if I kept my finger there, the pistol wouldn't function, and he couldn't use the pistol to shoot another round at us, and I held my finger there and held onto the gun until other officers got there and were able to help us restrain the suspect and take him into custody.
Oh, Deputy, just to make sure that I'm clear, he shot at you before you tried to calm him down and all of those things happened. That was the first thing that happened?
No, he was walking down the street and fired his pistol into the air.
Oh.
And a an individual seen that on the side of the road and called it in. And then at that point, we located him and tried to get him to come outside of the restaurant. And then that's when outside is where he fired the weapon.
Gotcha.
At Officer Talbert and myself.
Gotcha. You know, you could have saved a couple hundred lives there, which I'm sure is not lost on you, Deputy. I don't even know how you handled knowing that.
Yeah, that was a pretty stressful and surreal, time. It seemed like it took, 30 minutes, but in reality it was only a couple minutes.
Did those people inside that restaurant, have they been in touch with you? Have they expressed their gratitude to you, Deputy?
There was a few individuals that were inside the restaurant that night that have actually reached out to us and thanked us, as well as some of their employees that were working that night.
I'm glad to know it because, we just don't know how many people could have been killed or injured had you not come and acted with such calm and, such competence. I imagine that when your training kicks in, you don't feel the emotion or the fear in the moment. Now that you look back after the fact, what do you think when you think of that event?
You were spot on with in the moment you're not really feeling the emotions, but afterwards I think back and it happened really fast and we're very lucky that nobody was injured. And when he fired the pistol that went between Officer Talbert and I, it actually got lodged into the wall, the base of a wall, so it stopped right there, did not continue traveling and potentially, hit anybody.
That's extraordinary in and of itself. I did you know Officer Talbert before this event? I would imagine the two of you have some sort of bond now after being involved in an event of this nature.
Yeah, I used to work alongside with Officer Talbert at Moab City, before I switched over to the Sheriff's Department, and I work hand-in-hand with Officer Talbert quite often.
I'm so humbled by what you've done, Deputy, that I'm at a loss for words. I know that when people get involved in law enforcement, you know that something like this could happen, and your family knows something like this could happen, but of course you hope it never does. May I ask you why did you become a police officer in the first place?
I became a police officer. I was raised around it. My father is also, he's a sergeant with the Grand Canyon Sheriff's Department, and majority of my family has always been in law enforcement, and growing up in that environment, it really makes you proud to be in a family of law enforcement, and I really wanted to put forth my effort to make the community that I live in a lot better for the residents and my family as well as myself. And yeah, it just really makes you proud to see what you're doing with the community to make it better.
Boy, I bet your father is so proud of you and the work that you've done, especially since he works right there in the Sheriff's Department.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, I won't keep you. I know you're a busy man, Deputy, but I just want to say on behalf of all of us here, not just at KSL, but around the state, we are grateful for the work that you do in Grand County and in law enforcement. And we just want to say thank you for the sacrifice that you and your family make and keep up the great work.
Thank you. I greatly appreciate that. Thank you very much.